I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Thai provincial governor says all 12 boys and their soccer coach were found alive in a cave where they went missing a week ago. Reuters' Maya Womersley has more on the search.
Rescuers in Thailand have begun day 9 of a desperate search, and progress has been slow, with the divers unable to fit their air cylinders through a narrow stretch. Over 1,000 personnel from the US, Britain and Japan are involved in the rescue effort.
VOA will have additional information as it becomes available on the rescue. Mexico's next president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said Monday he will seek to remain in NAFTA, along with the United States and Canada, and that he respects the existing Mexican team renegotiating the trade pact. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
López Obrador won a landslide election victory Sunday, getting more than double the votes of his nearest rival, dealing a resounding blow to establishment parties and becoming the first leftist to win the Mexican presidency since one-party rule ended in 2000. He also said he'd pursue a frank dialogue and friendly relations with the United States. López Obrador, who will take office in December, said he would discuss NAFTA with President Enrique Peña Nieto in their first meeting after the election, which is set for Tuesday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel will make her last-ditch effort to end a migration row with her conservative allies by holding more talks with her interior minister, whose offer to resign cast doubt over whether her fragile government can survive. Horst Seehofer offered to quit his ministerial post and the chairmanship of the Bavarian Christian Social Union Sunday to discuss whether immigration proposals Merkel brought back were last week. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Monday after a visit with refugee camp in